Happy spring. You are listening to Through the Stage Door with the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a bi-weekly program that tells you about what's happening on stage at Majestic Theater, as well as the musical sounds from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about Majestic Theater or Ted Herbert's, you can give us a call at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. My name is not B. Arthur, although I do sound like B. Arthur right now. I've got that summer, winter, whatever you want to call it, cold. So we're going to get through this today. And today we're going to talk about all things warm because, you know, it's now May 15th when we're taping this show, and it's still 55 degrees out, cold and windy and rainy. So we're hoping the sun comes out soon. Today we're going to talk about some warm stuff. We're going to have summer on the mind today to kind of get us going, and hopefully this program will help tell Mr. Sunshine that he is way overdue and we need him. But as always, we want to make sure that we tell you what's happening at Majestic Theater. I didn't tell you who I am, though. I am Robert Dion. I'm the artistic director of Majestic Theater and the administrator of Ted Herbert's. We're kind of on an in-between week right now. We've just cast a few of our summer shows, and those are now in rehearsal. We're very excited. So even though it is the end of our season, we do have lots of stuff left. And let me give you the dates. As I said, you can always go to the website to get dates and times of everything. But I like to highlight stuff here, too, because it gives you, if you hear something, you say, oh, that sounds interesting, then you can head to the website and get more information. First thing is, many of you know I do a piano vocal cabaret throughout New England, mostly in Algonquin, Maine. If you're ever up in Algonquin, Maine, come and see me at the front porch where I play a couple nights a week. Most of the Ted Herbert instructors, including myself, are professional musicians, so we're out there playing, we're making a living as musicians, which is really great. And I'm doing a cabaret, though, locally on June 1st. And I do about four cabarets a year at Majestic Theater at our Page Street Studio Theater. And I'll tell you, it's great because, you know, you get an audience of people that are really there and want to participate, want to interact, want to have fun. And some people just come and listen to the music. And it's great to have a theater full of people doing piano bar, singing along, all that fun stuff. And I'm doing my next one is actually on June 1st. Which I can't believe it's less than a month away because we're already halfway through May. Time does fly. I'm doing an on-Broadway, which is all Broadway music, on June 1st, Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Majestic Studio Theater. You can get tickets. Tickets are $12. All the proceeds for that do go towards the Majestic Theater and our future programs. If you've never been to a piano bar, I'll tell you, it's a lot of fun. And you don't have to be a singer. You don't have to be a great singer. You don't have to know all the words. Part of it is the fun in the community that is built when we're literally just singing and I'm playing tunes. Audience members can sing along as they want. And that's the first half is all Broadway tunes. And I'll start like with the old Broadway stuff and I'll play my way through all the way through some of the more modern shows. I have to admit I'm learning some of the newer shows because there's a couple newer shows that are very, very popular and that I'm starting to get more and more requests for. But we'll do all the chestnuts, all the shows from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and beyond. So definitely join us for that June 1st, Saturday at 7 p.m. Do recommend tickets in advance if you can get them because the theater only seats about 150, and honestly, we usually fill the space when we do these. So check it out. And as always, the second half, I do requests. So if you have a special song that you want to hear, and I don't always get to all of them because there's usually about 50 or 60 requests. And the second half of the program after intermission is all requests. I literally pull them out of a hat and I play your requests. So it's a lot of fun. I have a great time doing it because, like I said, it's a lot of fun for me. Audience is really into it. It's just a really, really great evening of music. So definitely join us. That's the Robert Dion Piano Vocal Cabaret happening June 1st at the Majestic Studio Theater, 880 Page Street. And then we head into our summer season. But our summer season this year, we're doing something a little different. We have we've always done three shows in the summer. And forever and ever and ever and ever. And this year we kind of changed things up a little bit. Part of the reason for that is we have found that August is the hardest month to cast a show for because actors that are in a show in August have to pretty much rehearse all summer. And let's face it, we all love music and theater, but who wants to rehearse, you know, several nights a week and weekends all summer for an August show. And that's why for many years we did the Nonsense series, because we had the same cast every year. We'd rehearse the show mostly in the spring, take some time off during the summer, and then, you know, a couple weeks before the show, we get the show ready. But what we're doing this year is we're actually doing three big events this summer. We're doing a non-musical called The Man Who Came to Dinner. That's in June. We're doing the musical Jekyll and Hyde, which is in July. And then in August, we're doing a concert by the Rockin' Daddios and their group and their band. So let me tell you a little bit about those, because I'm wicked excited. We've just cast Jekyll and Hyde and Man Who Came to Dinner. And I have to tell you, folks, you know, we have some great actors that work with us and for us. And I'm so very excited for these two shows, because looking at who is cast in these shows and the teams that are working on the directing end of things, it's going to really, really be a good summer of theater. So definitely want to check those out. And I'll obviously, you know, in the next couple months before that, I'll have, you know, if you're faithful to these programs, I'll have actors on and directors on to talk about each one. But I want to give you a little taste of each one today. So our June show is The Man Who Came to Dinner. It's a classic comedy by Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman. And I'm not going to give you the synopsis to these, because you can go to the website, because I want to get to other things today. But The Man Who Came to Dinner is happening for two weekends, June 14th through the 23rd. And that's actually happening at our Page Street Studio Theater. If you haven't been to a show there yet, it's a fun, intimate venue. We're actually literally increasing the size of our playing area by 50% to make this show happen, just because it needs it for the size cast that we have. So The Man Who Came to Dinner, June 14th through the 23rd at the Majestic Studio Theater in Manchester, 880 Page Street. I will tell you one good thing about all of our summer shows. They all happen in venues that are air-conditioned. So especially if you don't have air conditioning at your house and you're looking for a good evening out of some fun and comedy and camaraderie with friends, then come to our theater, because the AC works and it works well. So Man Who Came to Dinner, June 14th to the 23rd. After that, in July, we return to the Derry Opera House with a show that has not been done. I'm trying to think of a production of Jekyll and Hyde, the musical, that's happened recently, and I can't think of it. I know the Letty Center did it. It was in the old Letty Center back when they were on Main Street in Epping. So probably, you know, 15, 20 years ago at the old Letty Center, maybe not that long, but a long time ago, you know, because I was in it. I played one of the secondary characters. And Jekyll and Hyde, the musical, does play in July for two weekends at the Derry Opera House, July 12th through the 20th. That show is PG-13. Obviously, it's Jekyll and Hyde. There's murders that happen and ladies of the night and all that, but it's a really great show. And the music for that show, folks, is actually written by written by Frank Wildhorn. And Frank Wildhorn wrote a lot of music for Whitney Houston. He wrote a lot of her greatest hits, Where Do Broken Hearts Go? Some really, really, really great tunes that were written for her. And the music and the lyrics in the book is actually written by Leslie Requies. I always say that wrong. Leslie Requies, you remember, he wrote the lyrics to the Willy Wonka movie, the original one with Gene Wilder. He wrote other things like On a Clear Day You Can See Forever. He's definitely someone that's written a lot of music and lyrics from a lot of musicals back in the 70s and 80s. So definitely check that out. I'll tell you, the cast we have for both of these shows is wow, wow, wow. I'm so excited. And definitely catch both those shows. One is at the Studio Theater in June, other one in Derry Opera House in July. And then in August this year, as I said, you know, we're not going to do a theater production, so we said, let's try something different. So there's a group called the Rockin' Daddios, and I'm not sure I'm going to be able to get them into the studio, because I'm not sure I can get them here at the time that I record these, but I'm going to try, because they are four guys. They're from the Lakes region, and they've been together for many, many, many years. They're a doo-wop group, and they sing all kinds of guy group and gal group doo-wop songs from the 50s and 60s, you know, songs such as Teenager in Love, Walk Like a Man, Sherry. They've appeared all over, guys. And so what they do on the bigger concert, so it's a quartet, so they sing a cappella most of the time. They have a couple guitars. And then on the bigger venues, they put together the band. And I am part of that band, which is how we got this group. I play keyboard for them. They can put a drummer, a bass player, and a keyboard, and they do bigger gigs at, like, for instance, we've been to Mohegan Sun down in Connecticut, playing in the Wolf Den. We've done that half a dozen times now. Twice a year they go down, they play at the Wolf Den. I'll tell you, it's a great gig. It's a lot of fun. And with the band, I mean, they're already really good, but with the band, boy, do they rock. It's so much fun. And that's happening Saturday, August 17th at 7. I will tell you right now, you got to get tickets in advance for that, because we are most definitely going to sell out that event. It's only going to be one show, one night, Saturday, August 17th at 7. Tickets are on sale now for all of our summer shows. Get your tickets now, because if you get them at the door, they might not be available by then. So, but the good thing about, and I have to tell you the quick story about how I got involved with the Rockin' Daddy-O's, was three of the four guys, they're Lakes Region based. They're from the Laconia and Meredith area. And three of the four guys I used to do theater with up in Laconia, up in Concord. And I've known them for a very, very long time. And they're such a great group of guys. And they're a lot of fun. It's a funny show. The music is top notch. And I'm extremely excited that we're going to be able to bring them down to Manchester. And I think this is going to, honestly, folks, it's going to be the start of, hopefully, many concerts by them down at our venue. So you got three events there. Go to the website, www.majestictheater.net. Get more information on Man Who Came to Dinner in June, Jekyll and Hyde in July, and the Rockin' Daddy-O's in August. So, like I said at the beginning, I wanted to talk today about summer stuff. Now, summer stuff. Summer songs and summer lessons. Now, I'll tell you, it's interesting. If you want to find out the top 10 summer songs, type that in your browser, see what comes up. I must have come up with, 30 articles. And the songs, they had kind of the same. Some of them had the same things on them. Other ones had different titles, but you're going to know some of these songs. So I printed out one of them, and I figure if we talk about summer, we talk about summer songs, and maybe that sun is going to come out, because I'll tell you, they say the sun will come out tomorrow, but I ain't believing it so far, especially those of us who have colds right now because the weather keeps changing. So we're praying for sun. We're praying for sun. So, but these are the top 10 summer songs of all time, and if you want to learn how to play these summer songs, segue, you can actually go to tedherbert.com. And I'm going to talk a little bit about summer lessons after I give you this list, because I'll tell you, summer is the greatest time to start learning an instrument. You got more time, lots of reasons. I'll give you those after. But let's talk first. Top 10 summer songs of all time. If you made a list, I wonder how many of these you would have on your list. Everyone has that that song that gets them going. And some of these, I'll tell you, these I know, I think all of these. Actually, I'm going to count down starting at number 10. I can't give you a drum roll, sorry. Number 10, Seals and Crofts, Summer Breeze, 1972. This ode to the simple pleasures of summer evenings was a breakthrough pop hit for the soft rock duo of Jim Seals and Dash Crofts. One distinctive sound in the instrumental background of the original studio recording is the tinkling of a toy piano. I bet you know what song I'm talking about now. You hear that sound of that toy piano, you know what song it is. Summer Breeze climbed to number 6 on the pop singles chart and number 4 in the adult contemporary chart. It was the first of three top 10 pop singles by the duo, and Jim Seals is the oldest brother of England Dan Seals, the duo England Dan and John Ford Coley, who had four top 10 hits in the late 70s. I have to tell you, too, I want to make sure I get it in, that this article that I'm reading you from is from thoughtco.com, and they've got all kinds of really, really good, interesting arts, music, recreation articles on their site, so it's some good reading stuff. Number 9, this is a song that's played all the time. The Go-Go's, you know what song it is? 1982, Vacation. I bet you're singing it in your brain right now. You're singing it in your mind. Another song to illustrate some of the drawbacks of summertime. Summer vacation can mean separation from that special someone. However, in the hands of the Go-Go's, it all sounds like perky pop fun anyway. Vacation was the group's second top 10 pop hit and the first commercial cassette, remember those, folks, remember those cassettes, single in the U.S. It was the first single released from the album of the same name and went to number 8 on the pop singles chart. It was the second and final top 10 pop hit single by the group. Vacation also crossed over to the dance chart and reached the top 20. It was funny, the other day I was saying, we were talking about a song at auditions the other night, and someone had sung a song from the musical Smile, and I said, oh, I have a cassette tape of, a bootleg cassette tape of the, of the original cast recording that the writers had made. And of course, all the young people in the room were like, what's a cassette? I felt really old. So, but I have a feeling most of you who are listening to my program know what a cassette is. If you don't know what a cassette is, look it up on the Google. Number eight, 1958, Eddie Cochran, Summertime Blues. Rock and roll singer and songwriter and guitar innovator Eddie Cochran taught us all that working a summer job can be a drag. However, it is difficult to do much without some money in hand. Eventually, the lyrics depict taking the problem of summertime blues to higher authorities, again, with no luck. Summertime Blues peaked at number 8 on the U.S. pop chart in 1958. It was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame in 1999, and Rolling Stone ranked it as one of the top 100. Wow, not bad at all. Number 7, The Cars, 1984 with the song Magic. The Cars have a slightly different twist on summer romance in this classic pop hit they took to number 12 on the pop singles chart. If you watch the video, it depicts its own kind of magic when lead vocalist Rick Ocasek, I don't know how to say that, literally walks on water at a summer pool party. Magic was a second of five top 40 pop hit singles from the album Heartbeat City. The accompanying music video is filmed at the home of Paris Hilton's mother, Kathy Hilton, when she rented her house to the band. And the special effect of Rick walking on water was created by using a plexiglass platform just under the surface of the water in the pool. Oh, interesting. How many of you remember the group Bananarama? Bananarama. Bananarama. That's fun to say. Bananarama. Number 6, 1984, Cruel Summer. Cruel Summer. So for some, summer isn't all fun and games. That's particularly true when the heat is so high it's oppressive and you are desperately longing for the romantic partner. This song was not an immediate success, but its inclusion in the movie The Karate Kid generated interest, and Cruel Summer became Bananarama's top 10 pop breakthrough in the U.S. Prior to Cruel Summer, Bananarama scored 4 top 10 pop hit singles in the U.K., and the song became a top 10 smash on both sides of the Atlantic, peaking at number 8 in the UK and number 9 in the US. Bananarama did not return to the US pop chart until 3 years later when they went all the way to number 1 with the song Venus. Number 5. Oh, here's a group that we know. The Beach Boys. Can you think of which of the Beach Boys songs? I mean, the Beach Boys could actually have lots of songs on this list. 1963 with Surfin' USA. Surfin' USA. Surfin' USA was one of the many songs by the Beach Boys that that Mike Love helped write but failed to receive credit for, unfortunately. In the course of the song, such famous surfing spots as Redondo Beach in L.A., La Jolla in San Diego, and Waimea Bay in Hawaii are mentioned. Surfin' USA reached number 3 in the top pop singles chart in 1963 and then was re-released in 1974 and landed in the top pop 40 again, peaking at number 36. That's hard to say. Pop, top, pop, 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 top. Number 4, Kid Rock's All Summer Long. Kid Rock, that was 2008, so we have a few that are for newer here on here. Kid Rock caught the attention of pop fans with a song that musically amounts to a mashup of Warren Zevon's Werewolves of London and Lynyrd Skynyrd's Sweet Home Alabama. If you listen to it, you'll hear both those songs. Lyrically, it is all summer nostalgia. Even though it went to number 3 in pop radio airplay in the U.S., the song only went to number 23 on the Billboard Hot 100 because it was not made available to purchase via digital download. That's a perfect example of how music now, guys, has changed. I keep saying, you know, I still use, well, my students, I use CDs. I'm slowly getting away from that. Everything is digital download now. And I was reading an article, and someone was telling me that on Spotify now, Spotify, you know, they judge songs based on how many times someone's either listened to it or downloaded it. And they said that a lot of times writers now, they're writing shorter songs because people are more or less to listen to a song if it's shorter or if the, you know, or if the turnaround, you know, the chorus comes around right at the beginning. And it's really, you know, because of that, writers have really changed how they write their songs so that the catchy tune that you walk away listening, you know, whistling in your head, is at the beginning of the song to draw people in so they listen to past a certain part on the song, and that way it ends up on Spotify being, you know, listened to, and that's how they got their top whatever. I think that could be a whole show, too, is to talk about Spotify top whatever and how they get there. But finishing the list, number three, Summer in the City. You know this one, Summer in the City by Love and Spoonful in 1966. The folk pop band Love and Spoonful went all the way to the top of the pop singles chart with its classic celebration of the difference between the world of summer nights and the heat of the day. Among the city summer sounds included in this song are the horn of a Volkswagen Beetle and a jackhammer, two sounds we know very well. The lyrics originated as a poem written by Mark Sebastian, younger brother of the group member John Sebastian. Summer in the City was Love and Spoonful's fifth top 10 pop hit, following the dual number two chart songs Daydream and Did You Ever Have to Make You Mind? Okay, I don't think I've ever heard that one. It was their only single to go all the way to number one. You know, it's interesting. If you're like me, you hear a lot of these songs on the radio, but you never actually know who sings them. I'm really good about going, oh, yeah, I've heard that song. And if someone comes up and says, do you know us? If they come to the cabaret, they say, do you know what? Can you play a song by this person? And I'll be like, name a couple of their songs. And typically when they name a couple of the songs, like, oh, yeah, I know that. You know, either I might know it as a tribute to a different artist, or I might know it as, the tune, but not the writer. Getting there. Number two, DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince. Summertime, 1991. Lay back with friends in the summertime to sit back and unwind. DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince went all the way to number four with this ode to the mellow speed of summer fun. It is their biggest pop hit. They also took home a Rap Grammy Award for the song Summertime, and it was released following the first season of Will Smith's starring role, and you remember the TV show, The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, remember, with Alfonso Ribeiro. He had looked like the musical careers of DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince Will Smith were fading in popularity. Summertime made them bigger than ever and was their only top 10 hit. It was certified platinum for sales. All right, what do you think is number one? I bet you know, you've seen the movie. It was the movie Grease, starred John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John. It is? Yes, Summer Nights in 1978. And Summer Nights is the was in the musical Grease, and it talks about how Danny Zuko and Sandy Olsen brag about their summer romance in their very own unique way with their friends. When the song was released as a single in the summer of 1978, it hit the top five in the U.S. and spent 7 weeks at number one in the U.K. And that's probably because of Olivia Newton-John. The American Film Institute ranked Summer Nights as one of the top 100 movie songs of all time in 2004. So that's the top 10 summer songs of all time according to thoughtco.com. Like I said, you probably have your own list of songs that you like to listen to in the summer. You probably, if you went to search online, you probably find other lists of top 10 songs. But that's what they think is a top 10. And I have to admit, you know, those 10 songs, I'd agree with that list because all those songs definitely are songs that you hear a lot in the summer and kind of make you feel warm. I feel like almost like making a playlist of all those songs just to try and get that sun to kind of come out. If you're listening to us, just joining us, you are listening to Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater. We're talking about top 10 summer songs of all times. And I mentioned to you about summer lessons. And we do have a couple of teachers I'm going to bring on, hopefully in the next couple of months. We have a couple of new teachers. Couple teachers, it's interesting, I want to bring on, are actually at the point where their schedules are almost full, but I'm still going to bring them on because I think they have some cool stuff to tell you about that they're doing, and we would love to, you know, to support that. So, but I have a list. I'm not going to do the whole list because I'm going to be running out of time, but there's many reasons why you should take music lessons in the summer. And you don't have to be a kid to take music lessons. I think that's important that everyone knows that. I'm always getting things from people saying, oh, you know, adults, you know, even older adults saying, geez, you know, I wish I had taken the piano. I wish I had learned to play the flute. And, you know, there's never, I don't know how to put this. You're never too old to be able to learn an instrument, either to review an instrument that you maybe took as a kid or a teenager, or just to learn as a beginner. You're never too old. Point in case. Right now at the Ted Herbert Music School, our youngest student is 7. That's as young as we take students. We have a 7-year-old acting student. He's a ball of fire. He's a great kid. He's very good at what he does, and he takes acting lessons. On the other end of that spectrum, our oldest student right now is 86. I'm not kidding. Is 86. Comes every week for woodwinds, takes the saxophone. He's a great guy, and he plays for fun, and he enjoys it, and he takes lessons every week. So unless you're, you know, even if you're older than 86, if you're younger than 7, well, you got to wait till you're 7. But if you're older than 86, it doesn't matter. Our oldest student that we've had at Ted Herbert since I've been leader of the school, I believe was 92. She was a cello player, and I want to say her daughter or her granddaughter had given her a group of lessons on the cello. And so that was our oldest student. So it doesn't matter how old you are. If you want to make music and you want to learn how to play an instrument, never too late. Just do it. Don't put it off because you're going to regret it. We have openings in pretty much every instrument right now. And the good thing about the summer, too, is that the teacher's availability tends to be a little better because there are some students that, because they travel a lot, take the summer off. We don't recommend that because taking the summer off means usually September is like a review month for those students. But we realize, you know, people go away on vacation. We get it. So teachers tend to have a little more flexibility in their schedule. So now's the time to definitely call for summer lessons. If you mention this radio program that you heard me, my name is Rob. When you call, you talk to Karen or myself. If you sign up for summer lessons in May, we will give you no registration fee. Normally the registration fee is $25. Just kind of get you in the computer, get you going. For more information as far as how lessons work, just go to tedherbert.com. You can click on how it works. Tells you how lessons work. And I will say that, you know, even if you have vacations this summer, you know, teachers tend to be flexible and more flexible in the summer. If you know you're going to be away certain weeks, they'll just not have a lesson that week. You know, each teacher kind of does that differently, but they definitely will take you when you're around. Go to tedherbert.com. But if you sign up for lessons in the month of May, by the end of May, and you mention this radio program, there'll be no registration fee. Now, there are 10 reasons to take music lessons this summer. I ain't going to have time to go through them because I talk too much. I always get really involved in what we're talking about. And all you have to do is do a search online. There are, again, lists and lists and lists of positive reasons why you should take lessons in the summer. I'm not going to explain each one, but I'm just going to go through the list. 10, I'm just going to go right down. Keep your mind active. Retain the skills that you've learned either in the past or new skills. Work on problem areas if you're already a musician. Building self-confidence and learn perseverance and discipline. Practice the music you want to learn. Reduce stress. Boost listening skills. Make friends and work together. More time in the summer to practice. Flexibility to try new things and experiment. I got this off of a Facebook group for music teachers. And I'll tell you, it's true. There's lots and lots of opportunities in the summer to take some lessons and have some fun making music. And what's another good reason? All of our studios are air conditioned. So even though we're not needing the air conditioning right now because it's still 50 degrees out there, once it gets really hot this summer, it'll be nice to be able to go take lessons somewhere and just kind of relax and kick back. So that's our program for today. Boy, 28 quickest minutes in the world. We're going to have lots of great programs this summer for you. We hope the sun will come out soon. Stay tuned to these programs. We're going to have some actors on to talk about the great work we're doing at Majestic Theater and the great work that our teachers are doing at Ted Herbert's. Ted Herbert's this year, folks, is 60 years old. In 2019 is the 60 anniversary of Ted Herbert's. Lots more to come on that as well. So we're very passionate about what we do. We appreciate your support. We love to have you part of us, and by all means, give us a call or visit our websites, 669-7469, majestictheater.net, or tedherbert.com. Check out the great work we're doing, and join us. There's always a place for you. Thank you very much for listening, and remember that the world's a stage, and music is the voice of the soul. We will see you next time.